Stan. And also we heard I Get High on You. Freddie Stone, You Got to Love. Hey, Music Lover. And a few other things that we heard, but we already talked about that. Kevin Amerson with you. This is One to One. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you may be.
Thank you. Toys and my kind of game, I don't think I'm gonna quit. Kitties out there whipping and wailing and you jumping up and down, sucking up all that old juice. You've been telling each other who the greatest cat in the world is. Talking about a cat that was the coolest, the strongest, sweetest cat that ever stomped on this sweet swinging sphere. And they call this here cat the Nance. Kitty, see, what he think he'd hammer the nail if I was doing like that. People want to see what the Naz was all about. One day they walking, kicking it down the street, walking down the pipe. 1,200 of them cats and kitties out there behind the Naz, and they look in the corner of their eyes and they see a little cat with the big frame. So you see that Naz? Naz that been looking all the time. Walks over to the little cat with the big frame. Look down into the golden eyes of the soul. You see it? Straight! Look at cat like an owl. Everybody look at me. Look at the legs put on that door. About 42 miles out of town and ain't nobody got the first biscuit. Naz turn around and say, yeah, huh? Y'all hungry, ain't you, baby? They want me to play the video, the audio, the audio, the audio, the audio, the radio, the video, the audio, the audio, the audio, the audio. They want me to play the radio, the video. but a weird dude. And then the other was one of them old Mississippi River where she had to get taken it on home fish. These poor cats lived. Them ass never did that stuff. When he laid it, he laid it. But check this out. Some of us trying not to be the mute. Nasty that. Nasty, we might as well all go in the same direction.
Everybody is up.
The Nas said one thing, try not just to crowd with it. Nas a little evil. Nasty.
The Infinity!
What's happening, y'all? I had a lot planned to say when I first got here. I thought it was going to be real cool. I was going to be clever, going to be deep, and I was going to be real effective. I walked in. First thing I saw was Larry Graham, Freddie, Jerry, Rose, Cynthia, Greg. I forgot every damn I was going to say. The one thing I've always wanted to see, like most people want to see the Beatles back together, is to see Sly and the Family Stone just standing somewhere in the same room. Now, I've seen that. I ain't got shit. They're the greatest funk band that ever was. Sly is probably the single greatest writer that I can even try to think of. Plus, he's my man. When I first heard of Sly and the Family Stone, we were up at CBS, and it was Dave Kaepernick. He was just getting ready to sign a deal with Epic. He said, I have this new guy, Sly, and he has a label called Stoneflower. You know, he's kind of like your group. Then he took me back there and played the records. I ain't gonna tell you what I said, but it was definitely that this is the baddest sucker I've ever heard in my life. You know, so we signed with the label. Records never came out. But we went on to be in the shadow of Sly's for some years. And finally we met him, and it was a love affair from then on. And when they called me the other day to ask me to do this, I thought right off the top, oh yeah, that's easy. Sly, I can think a lot of. But I forgot how good it was in the 60s. So if you remember the 60s, you weren't there. I don't really remember the 60s. I see a lot of your faces out there. I know your faces, but I can't quite remember where I knew you from. But so I'm not gonna go on trying to describe it because there ain't enough words, enough signs or nothing to describe Sly and the Family Stone. So I'm glad it's my honor to be the one to induct him into the Hall of Fame. Freddie, Rose, Sly, all of them back there. Come on out. I guess that's what I'm supposed to do.
Yeah!
there for a second, y'all. Keep it going. Help us out. Come on.
Can't see, your heart is there, and you can't see. worshiping somewhere else. And you can't cry, cause you look broke down. But you're crying anyway, cause you're up and down. It's a family affair. Thank you.
but we can do way better than that now. Come on now.
Much too long.